Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
Delusions always distort reality. I like to think they're like, those, maybe they don't have them any longer, but when I was a kid, you used to be able to go to amusement arcades or fun fairs, and you go into this place called the Hall of Mirrors. You know the Hall of Mirrors? So you walk in, and there are these very distorted mirrors. You go in, and your head is about 300 feet high, and your body's a little shrunken thing. And you know, everything's distorted, isn't it? This is what the delusions do to us all the time. Jealousy, pride, you know, attachment, uncontrolled desire, ignorance, anger. All of these are delusions. There's many, many, many of them. We've got principal ones, root ones, and we've got secondary ones, many of them. These are delusions. But the principal one is this one called self-grasping. Self-grasping. This is the root. This is the main one from which everything develops. All the bad stuff comes from self-grasping. So don't be put, don't be sort of misled by the name self-grasping. It's a bit, little bit technical. So we need to build up our own correct understanding of what self-grasping is, because it is the enemy. I think Geshe-la says next. Self-grasping is called an origin because it is the source of all of our suffering and problems, and is also known as the inner demon, just like a phrase, you know, the inner demon. Inner, it's a demon, you know, it's inner demons in here. Delusions are wrong awarenesses. In other words, they're mistaken minds. An awareness is just a mind, it's wrong, it's mistaken. Delusions are all mistaken awarenesses, and whose only function is to destroy our mental peace, the source of our happiness. So you know when you're angry, you're not happy, you're not peaceful. You know when you're jealous, you're not peaceful. You know, when you're... which is like most of the time, and we're so familiar with not being peaceful that we just think it's normal. And it is normal for most people to be unpeaceful, to be disturbed. But all of that disturbance is coming from these delusions, which perturb, they disturb our mind. And of course, in our ignorance, whenever our mind is disturbed seriously, you know, we can cope with like, humdrum day-to-day disturbance. It's just the way things are, you know, to be mentally disturbed the whole time. Yeah, everybody's like that. But when somebody really disturbs us, we say, you have really disturbed me. Temper. Don't we? We point the finger and we blame that person. Completely wrong. Completely and utterly wrong. You know? Yes, maybe temper did. And the temper would never do this, but maybe you would insult me or, you know, trip me up or something like that. Play a game on me, play a trick on me. I don't know what he would do, but, you know, people say things, do things that we don't find pleasant, we don't like. Or they actually do insult us, or they do hit us, or whatever they do. But our problem isn't the fact that they've done that or said that. Our problem is our reaction. It's our response. And of course, we say, oh, but it's natural to respond in that way. And I agree, it is natural. But what is natural isn't always good for us. I'm sorry to say, for you eco warriors out there. You know, if it's natural, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a good thing. It's natural to get angry. Yes, I agree, it's natural to get angry. But what we need is for it to be natural, to be patient, to be loving, to be kind, to be peaceful. We need that. We all need to be peaceful. So the delusions, I mean, in Spanish, any Spanish speakers here, Portuguese speakers, anyway, in Spanish, the word for delusion is engaño. Engaño means deceiver. It literally translates in Spanish as deceiver, the word delusion, delusion. Anger is a deceiver. It's tricking you into thinking that they're the problem. Well, you know, when in fact the problem's in here. All of our problems are in our mind, all of them. It doesn't mean to say we're to blame for it, like you should be beating yourself up for having so many delusions. It doesn't mean that. It means that the source of our difficulties is within us, which gives us great power if we believe it, if we fall in line with the truth and actually understand that. It gives us incredible power over our life, doesn't it? If you think about it, if it were true, for example, if it were true that Temper was from his own side an inherently evil person and his whole job here was just to irritate me, there would be nothing I could do about that. However hard I tried to change him, because he's existing from his own side as inherently, he's just evil. You're just evil. You're just, you know, we say that, oh, you're just evil. If he was really like that, I could never do anything to change him. Never. Doesn't matter how wonderful my mind was, how loving, how kind. Oh, Temper, you're wonderful. He'd still come back with evil, wouldn't he? Evil, evil, evil. That's not true. He's never, no one's ever like that. All that is projected from our own minds comes out of our own mind onto them. When we're angry, we project bad, bad, evil, horrible. All the problems we have in our daily life come from this. We project all of our unpleasantness onto others. A bad feeling? Project. Bad feeling? Project. All of us are doing it all day long. Any problem we get, external problem, we immediately mix it with our internal problem. We get the car breaks down, bad feeling. John Cleese, you know, hitting the car. All seen the video. So this is really Buddha's message. Is look, stop trying to change the world around you to make yourself happy, because that will never work. Instead, change your mind. And then the world becomes an easy place to live in. It's comfortable. Everybody's giving you an opportunity to be happy. Even the difficult people, even the difficult conditions and circumstances that we live with, you know, we've got health problems, we've got more financial problems, relationships problems. If we learn Dharma correctly, all of these situations are things that we can transform through changing our mind. We transform the situation by transforming the way that we're looking at it. I was listening to someone earlier on, they said this phrase, perception is reality. You know, literally, that's not true, is it? Perception is reality. But in reality, it is true. Yeah? Perception is reality, as we maybe know anyway. But anyway, so without going too deeply, let's look at these origins again. They're wrong awarenesses. So delusions, such as self-grasping, abide at our heart continually, and they harm us day and night without rest by destroying our peace of mind. This is the thing to understand. You know, you can have, and we do have here at Tara Center, we have fantastic conditions. We're living in the countryside, big house, lots of loving, kind friends to share our lives with, you know, all the residents here. It's true. No, this is all wonderful. But still, we're not satisfied. Still, we're not happy. Still, we find faults, pick on people. Some of us know very well who gets picked on and who doesn't get picked on. Why are we doing that? Why? Because of these delusions. It's not our fault. You know, don't blame ourselves for our faults. It's the fault of those delusions, not our fault. Just as, for example, a person who has, somebody's got, let's say, cancer, quite popular, you don't blame the person for their illness, do you? Someone says, oh, I've developed cancer. So it's your fault. You know. No, we never say, oh, I'm sorry, you know. Because the person and the disease are two separate things. The person's a person, a human being, sentient being. The disease is something else. It's the same with our delusions of anger, jealousy, pride. We're a person, but we've got these inner diseases, these inner demons. Yeah, and they're always there, disturbing us, causing us problems, making us feel sick, literally sometimes, making us feel sick. We sometimes say, I feel sick, isn't it? We feel physically sick. It's all coming from inside, from our mind, doing these things. So they abide at our heart, destroying our peace of mind. In samsara, the cycle of impure life, so samsara is just this cycle of life after life of impurity. The impurity is these delusions. That's where the impurity comes from, okay? Beginningless impurities. Our job is to get rid of the impurities and leave our mind clean, pure, once and for all. So then we become a liberated or enlightened being at that stage. So in samsara, which is where we are, this cycle of impure life, no one has the opportunity to experience real happiness. Real happiness. No one has the opportunity to experience real happiness. Yeah. Real happiness comes from wisdom. Real happiness comes from a peaceful mind. We don't have peaceful minds much. We don't have much wisdom. So we don't have much opportunity to experience real happiness. We're constantly, you know, these things are getting us by the throat all the time. They're making us restless. They're making us discontented. They're making us unhappy and unsatisfied. Constantly projecting onto others, blaming, you know. We need to do this, we need to do that. All we need to do is fix our mind. Anyway, no one has the opportunity to experience real happiness. Why? Because their mental peace, the source of their happiness, is continually being destroyed by these inner demons, especially the inner demon of self-grasping, self-grasping ignorance, the root, the source. So that's like a sort of an introduction to the main, focusing on the main enemy, self-grasping. So our self-grasping ignorance, is a mind that mistakenly believes that our self, our body, and all the other things that we normally see actually exist. Okay, so this is so difficult for us to understand. I'll just repeat it. Our self-grasping ignorance, it's a mind, it's part of our mind, and it believes mistakenly that our self, our body, and all the other things that we normally see actually exist. So we see many things. We see ourselves, we see our body, we see our. And the way we see them is mistaken. The way we see these things is mistaken. The way we see them is mistaken. Yeah. Things, you exist. You are a person, you have a body. Curtains exist, these very vibrant red curtains. Walls exist, lights, but not the ones that we see. Not the ones that we see. So we have to think about that a long time. If we understand that, we can begin to identify our ignorance. If we understand what it is, the difference between things and the things we normally see. Things exist. People exist. You exist. I exist. Your car exists. I hope it's still out there. No one's robbed you. You know, things exist. Things exist. But the things we normally see do not exist. There's a distinction. And that's where people just get confused unless they think clearly about this. So because of this ignorance, we develop uncontrolled desire for the things that we like and anger at the things we do not like. Yeah. If we didn't have that ignorance, we wouldn't do that. We then perform various kinds of non-virtuous action, they're called negative actions, and as a result of these actions, we experience various kinds of suffering and problems in this life and in life after life. So we say karma, bad karma. Like you develop an uncontrolled desire for somebody else's possession. It's so strong, that desire, that you steal it. It's mine now. And therefore, you create negative karma for yourself, which means in the future, when that karma ripens, you're going to experience poverty. People are going to steal from you. You know, we already did this some weeks ago, karma. All the things that are wrong in our life, in this life, we created the causes for those in previous lives by engaging in actions that cause these problems. Like, you know, if our relationships aren't working out very well now, this is because we interfered with other people's relationships in the past. if we find it difficult to find a partner we can trust, somebody we can stay married to forever, it's because in the past we interfered with other people's sexual relationships. You know, we engaged in sexual misconduct, for example. If we're poor, we stole. You know, if we're sick a lot, then it's because we poisoned people, we beat people, we harmed people physically in many ways. So every problem that we have, if you look at it karmically, it's the ripening of a negative action that we did in the past. All these experiences, all these bad situations. And it's no point trying to understand where they came from. Only Buddha can do that for us. It's only Buddha's got the omniscient mind that can see the subtle relationships between causes and effects, life after life. We can't do that. We can understand karma, generally. We can say, yeah, if you do bad things, you'll get bad results. If you do good things, good results. So these delusions are the source of our bad karma. It's the delusions that need to be blamed. You know, there's a phrase from the Lojong teachings, Training the Mind, Geshe Checker, where he says, gather all blame into one. Gather all blame into one. Explicitly, he's talking about the self-cherishing mind, the selfish mind. But that's part of ignorance. What he's meaning is gather all the blame in your life into one thing, your own ignorance of self-grasping. That's the source of all your trouble. That's one thing. It's an inner poison, self-grasping. It causes far greater harm than any outer poison. Far greater harm. Because of being polluted by this inner poison, our mind sees everything in a mistaken way. And because of this, we experience hallucination-like sufferings and problems. Hallucination-like suffering and problems. So when you're suffering, yes, you're suffering. But it's not inherently existent suffering. It doesn't exist in the way it appears to you. It is an hallucination. Yes, you're suffering, you're in pain. The reason we're in pain is because we believe that suffering is true and real, and we grasp at it. You're like, well, it is real, I can feel it. Yeah. Stop believing that it exists in the way that you perceive it, and you won't be in pain. Easy to say, extremely difficult to do. All of Buddha's teachings, when we get to the end, leading up to realizing the ultimate nature of things, emptiness, which is the antidote to ignorance, the antidote to what I'm explaining, is the wisdom realizing ultimate truth, emptiness. And as long as we don't do that, for every moment that we're not realizing ultimate truth, emptiness, or even thinking about it, we're suffering. Our mind's disturbed. You know, we're not happy. We've got uncontrolled desire. We've got anger. We've got jealousy. We've got all these problems going on, these emotional afflictions. In reality, that's right, ourself, our body, and all the other things we normally see do not exist. That I just said, the things exist, you exist, your body exists, and so forth, but the things we normally see, our body we normally see, the self we normally see, they don't exist. Kenrab, for example, that's my name, Gemma Kenrab. Who's that?
Yeah, over here.
Really? You think I'm here, do you? I think Kenrab's here. Yes, on one level, for a conventional level, for an ordinary conversation, so we can carry on in society and, you know, do our transactions. I can go to Tesco's and I can get you some rocket salad if you want. We can do all those things by using those names and acting accordingly. But if we try to say, well, where is the rocket salad? Where's Tesco's? It's down there. Where are you? We investigate. We find nothing at all that we can name as that thing. Nothing at all. The object turns out finally just to be a name. The name that we're using in a useful way to impute upon a gathering of, in my case, a collection of body and mind. Or Tesco's, a building over there. But if we really search for Tesco's, you won't find it. If you really search for yourself, you won't find it. This is the way things exist. They exist as mere imputations or mere names or mere appearances to our minds.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into Timeless Wisdom of Modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.